Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 2nd of March. It is pod number 769 we got there in the end. Okay, I had some feedback re-mindset Monday yesterday, which I will hold back to the beginning of next one so that they follow on a bit more and people get used to the fact that I'll sort of have a recap before we go into the next one. Again, I think it was well received, but just a few queries that people have asked that I will get back to. No pod tomorrow, no pod Thursday. I have got some football for tonight. I'll sort that out in a minute. What else have we got? Rest in peace, Ian St. John. I think those of you of my era, one of the great Saturday football shows definitely was Saint and Greavesy. Ian St. John and Jimmy Greaves. Just remember it as a kid watching it, always laughing, entertaining both of them. So that's a sad day for them, unfortunately. And then we have a jockey now found jumping on a dead horse. Jockey who, funnily enough, rode for Gordon Elliott, but he loves his horses, of course. I think this is going to be the thin end of the wedge. I think you're going to find more and more stuff like this come out now. And then Michael O'Leary, in true spin model, makes the announcement today, big statement, that Tiger Roll won't be running in the National, which is nothing other than a desperate attempt to move the news cycle on. Really interesting to see how this develops with regard to racing. Obviously, Gordon Elliott's horse is banned in the UK, so either Ireland are going to have to do something quickly and allow him to race still for him to run at Cheltenham, or there's going to be a mad frenzy to get some of his horses to other trainers. What an absolute shambles for racing. The time when the sport will need to try and attract people. It's dying on its knees with no crowds and things. For this to come out, and it's just disgusting. I've got no excuses for it. I think it's just absolutely disgusting. I was talking to Sam last night, I can't think of one single ounce of me that would ever even consider that under any circumstances. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. But there we go. Right, what have we got here? What have we got? We have got... I'm going to do some stats with you. Interesting. Obviously, I find myself at times a bit like a broken record with regard to this season. We published the sheets yesterday on the website, the 1x2 percentages, goals and goal times. And I do get this feeling that people just don't listen because everybody bangs back to me stuff about home crowds. You said they didn't have... I didn't say that. I've never, ever said home crowds does not have an effect. I've not said it. If you find me saying it, play it back to me, send it to me there. What I've said is we will never, ever, ever be able to tell truly what the effect is on this period of football, of COVID, whether it's lack of home crowds, whether it's the fixture schedule, whether it's the fact they had 3 months off and then came back and didn't have a pre-season. We're never, ever going to be able to go, it was categorically that. I am fully aware, because I'm not stupid, that this football season is markedly different to a lot of the others before it. And you can sit and moan about it, you can sit and bleat about it, or, as I've always said, you try and spot the opportunities. And there's stuff that you do. I think certain numbers will come back, like the Premier League, lots of goals at the start, the Championship, no goals. They have gradually eked back. But my concern is with this schedule and the fact that there's no crowds come, particularly March, April, May, when teams have nothing to play for, that it might actually get worse before it gets better. I've no doubt that the numbers will come back. But just interesting, one popular method, quite often you'll hear me say, and you haven't heard me say it for a while, I'd say lay a late first half goal, and then if it gets to 0-0, at half time, back over 1.5 in the second half. Quite a popular trading method for people is to back two goals in the second half, either at half time or just after the half kicks off, and then trade as a goal goes in. Now, for two goals to go in a second half over 28,241 games, the percentage of games that have two goals in the second half is about 46%. So you've got like 20% don't have a goal at all, 80% roughly have a goal in the second half, and 46% have two or more goals in a half, and about 20% have three or more goals in the second half. So quite often people trade around that. If you just didn't want to do the half-time score, you could go in at half-time, less risk, bet two or more, and trade it on a goal. This year, that was holding pretty solid until the turn of Christmas, really, when the sort of programme, particularly in England, hotted up. And there's been 1,800 games in 2021 off my database. 1,800 games so far, going back to the 1st of January. And second half goals all round, sitting now at about 76.7%, so pretty much 3-4% down. Two or more goals, sitting at just over 40%. So almost a 5-6% drop in games having two or more goals in the second half, just in 2021. And it's about 19-20% for three or more. That's down to about 17. So we are definitely seeing at the moment a drying up of second half goals. As we say, crowds not driving teams on, players getting knackered because they're just playing every day, and teams having, you know, like Leicester, for example, having injuries, it's going to have an effect. Because they're playing so often, you're going to get injuries. And the fact that the season, you know, for a lot of teams will just peter out. So it will come back. I'm now, for my own personal, it's just an opinion, guarded that I'm not sure it'll come back this season. But I think then next season you'll see a flurry of goals in this period that will start to bring these numbers back up again. That's my view. It may well pick up towards the end of the season. I just can't see it with what the players are being asked to do at the minute. You know, volume of play being used every time. So it may be something to actually look the other side and start playing unders a little bit more. So I took that a step further and looked. I just went back to August then for just the unders markets in general, because you think, right, well, these are going to catch up, maybe, maybe not. Is there something there? And I quite like these short-term trends for my trading, you know, and sort of when you get a bit more advanced in your trading, you can start to analyse data a bit quicker and look at some short-term trends. Every league on FDD, I can't remember how many exactly there are. There's, what have we got? I can tell you. Yeah, 28 leagues there. I'm talking nonsense. 28 leagues on FDD in my database. Every league from August the 1st, if you just took every league combined and backed under 2.5 goals blind when it was odds on 1.7-2, you'd have made a nice profit. Every league. So the market obviously not adjusted yet to these numbers. In England alone, just the three leagues that they cover in England, so Championship, League One and Premier League, odds on, so when under 2.5 to back is between 1.6 and 2, blind, you'd have made 51 points in the English leagues alone. And it's been pretty steady since August. And there's other little pockets in there where you can just look and see, even going slightly higher in the Dutch Jupiler League when it just tips past 2.0, 25, 30 points there. So, you know, we live in this world where everyone goes, oh, the markets are efficient, you can't beat them. as I keep saying, as a whole in a thing, in a period, they are. As a whole, everything running forevermore, but there's these little pockets of opportunity, and at the minute, back in the unders in England, odds on unders, they haven't caught up with it yet, and it's producing a decent income. It's producing a decent run of results. Obviously, the key to this is to do the analysis and be able to jump on and jump off, which make, as I say, it's a bit more advanced. But by keeping good records, keeping good analysis, you're able to see it and react rather than just sitting thinking, oh, hang on a minute, we're not seeing any second half goals. Actually digging in deeper. You're never going to be able to say why, but while it's happening and it becomes a pattern, you're not taking 1 week, you're seeing a steady decline now, you know, 5-6% decline in games that don't have two second half goals. It's a lot of games. It's a lot of games over a period of time when you keep multiplying it up. So you just look to act slightly differently rather than headbutting a wall and saying, oh, why is it not working for me? Why is it not working for me? Analysing the data and having a look at it. So, unders, odds on unders at the moment over the last 6-7 months have been producing very well. And the second half goal percentages continue to be in decline. They're in decline for one or more goals, but even more when you're playing the higher end of the market, two or more or three or more. The number of games in, and as I say, I'm only talking FDD leagues, has dropped off to a level that you do start to look at it, and it'll come back. You know, there'll be a period, as I say, when it'll come back. My, and it is just an opinion, keep saying it, is that it may not come back now by the end of this season. I just think that the schedule is catching up with a lot of these teams, and as I say, there's going to be people who just can't be bothered. You know, with no crowd there to drive them on, I think you're just going to see a period of football where a lot of teams, I used to always think of Stoke City was the one I used to always sort of quote as the team that did it, but I just think you're going to see teams shutting down more and more over that next period of football. Right, that's it. Right, I'm just opening up the sheet for some of the stuff for today. Can't remember what folder it's in. Telegram, I did get that right in the end. Ultimate, we've done. There were no racing results on the sheet. There was a problem with Plumpton results yesterday. Timeform have this thing. I think there's a race abandoned in the middle. And it would be, let's say it was the 4:05. That gets abandoned and then the 4:40 runs. Timeform have a habit of just moving the races up a time. So their 4:05 becomes a 4:40. 4:40 becomes 4:05. So there were no results and we took a while to fix it. But if you want your results, they are. The new sheet's been uploaded to the website with yesterday's results on. That's been fixed. But they'll all be in the database at the end of the month, correct, anyway. But people may not want to wait 29 days for yesterday's racing results. What's next on my thing? I was looking for this sheet, wasn't I? That's it. Here we go. Day off tomorrow. I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm going to do. No pod tomorrow. What am I going to do with myself? And the old breakfast closed tonight. We'll be having a look at them. Filling again. See, I'm getting professional at this now. This is filling. Filling while sheets open. Okay, we didn't get the late first half goal at St. Pauli. Did I say I could have just blagged it and said I said late second half goal? It was about 80th minute, 89th minute, wasn't it? Right, I have got a couple of late goals today. Hull versus Rochdale. So again, if it's 0-0 at half time or 1-0 or 0-1, whatever, in a correct score market, as long as it's a proper score on the original correct score market, if there hasn't been a goal by 70 minutes, start drip backing or drip laying a second half goal at Hull versus Rochdale. And a first half goal at Jong Utrecht versus Dordrecht. So 30 minutes onwards, if no first half goal, then Jong Utrecht, Dordrecht get involved at that one. I'm just looking at the days advanced and seeing if there's anything coming for Wednesday or Thursday. Oh, there's a late goal, so you need to note this one down. A late goal for the Spuds. Fulham versus Tottenham on Thursday night. Fulham, Tottenham, Thursday night. So again, if there's no goal in the second half, as long as it's a decent, on the correct score coupon, normal score, 0-0 to 3-3, no goal by the second half by 70 minutes, drip late, a goal, Fulham versus Tottenham. That'll be Fulham popping up for a late winner. Everton last night, I told you, didn't I? See, this is what I say when people say the market's efficient. I don't care what Star Lizard thought. I don't care what Pinnacle thought. I'm telling you now, I told you on Friday, ridiculous price Everton were last night. They were a ridiculous price for that football match. You've got to take advantage of moments like that. They're playing a team that cannot win a football match. Just absolutely no way they should have been odds against kicking off that ball last night. Absolutely no way. So I told you to fill your boots, Sam Cassidy. I hope some of you did. I'm sure some people did. It was a full-on fill your boots job. Don't get a lot of them, but we may get see what we get this weekend. But that was absolute madness. Funny, isn't it, that you know, certain teams. I was thinking last night when that, because I checked the price before the game kicked off, I was thinking if this was Tottenham home to Southampton now, it's absolutely no way that Tottenham would have gone off odds against. It just would not have happened. Everton have got more points. I just find it staggering how certain teams get priced, and they're the moments that you've got to spot. But there's absolutely not a chance on hell that Tottenham would have gone off in that game last night. Odds against it just would not have happened, and yet Everton are completely underestimated. I do find things like that. That's the sort of things that fascinate me. In football, I mean, Tottenham will be playing, you know, they're going to be a couple more games which they may win, but Tottenham are playing Southampton in a couple of weeks, and I'd love, it's not on the exchange, I was looking, I'd love that to have been on the exchange just to see a comparison, but I think if Tottenham win a couple of games, I mean, they've got Palace at home, you'd like to think they'd beat them, may not beat Fulham, that'd be a tough game, but they beat Burnley, I'd like to think they beat Palace. That market will be up, and you'll probably then see Tottenham in around 1.6, 1.7, something like that, maybe even lower. And Everton 2.24 last night. It was a fill your satchel job. There you go. As I say, these are just opinions. All I do is try and give you different ways to look at things. But so today, very much looking at, you know, we all know what's happening with football, or we think we know, and we talk about it, and we make wild statements. Sometimes it just pays to go and actually look at the data, look at what's happening, and see actually is there something that, you know, low risk I can jump on there, and perhaps ride out to the end of the season, and then I'll have a re-evaluation, not something that goes on forever. But odds on unders at the minute, blind has been winning. England is particularly good, all three leagues. So there's often little things that you can investigate there for trading scenarios or punting scenarios. But I'm going to do this every week, and we'll update the second half goals, and we'll start to jump on that when, you know, when that starts to come back, I will be filling my boots there, and hopefully I'll be able to talk you through that process and help you a bit more with it. But significant difference this year just since the Christmas program. Games with two second half goals down nearly 5%, 5-6% is a significant shift in a sport short space of time. Right, enjoy your Tuesday. I'll be back with you on Friday. First time I forgot to say that. I'll be back with you Friday. Have a lovely week. Enjoy the midweek football. And this is the end. This is number 769. It is the end of the full-on sequence, but the pod will not be going anywhere. We'll be back Fridays, Saturdays, Mondays, Tuesdays, as always. So I will speak to you all on Friday.